Dilemma 12. I feel like a rubber band that has been stretched to breaking point. Here is the dilemma. I am in my late 60s and lived very happily in France for several years. Now I have had to return to England to live with my daughter who was disabled in a botched operation. She has three children still living at home, one is at university and cannot contribute, the other two are in their teens, one only has a part-time job, so cannot contribute and the youngest is still at school. The eldest lives with her partner and their baby but they also need financial help as he has a very low paid job. All my pension income is used to pay my daughter's debts which she has incurred in the 6 years since her operation, as she lost her business and is now unable to work. I do all the cleaning, shopping, cooking, laundry, the children will help if asked but I find it quicker to do it myself, as I have very high standards. My dilemma is that I want to make life easier for my daughter but after so long without a single day off I find myself getting short-tempered and nagging them about the mess they make. This upsets my daughter very much which is the last thing I want, but I feel so trapped, living in a small house with four other people plus an assortment of their friends, we have only one bathroom and lavatory. I have had to sell my car to meet monthly debt repayments and I have to share my daughter's car, but she needs it nearly every day to visit her own daughter and granddaughter. My daughter has been fighting for damages for medical negligence for 6 years, liability was admitted over 4 years ago. Once her claim is settled she should be able to buy a larger house, adapted for her needs, and pay for domestic help. How can I avoid upsetting her by quarreling with the children when I feel that I am the only person making sacrifices for the family? I feel like a rubber band that has been stretched to breaking point. My health is good, fortunately, apart from some arthritis which can be painful when I have to go up steep stairs many times a day to take my daughter her meals and drinks. Here are the therapist's answers. Therapist 1 is a counselor and life coach with experience of working with alcohol and addiction issues as well as with eating disorders. Here is her answer. It must have been hard for you to give up a happy life in France and to go home and take over your daughter's household. The situation you are in is clearly difficult and maybe there are some practical steps that could be taken if you have not already. There seem to be financial issues, which need addressing if they have not already been. It seems that maybe you are being taken advantage of in relation to your pension but perhaps you have found it hard to say, no. Have you explored all the financial help you could get from state benefits? The Citizens Advice Bureau is usually very helpful with trying to sort out benefits or debt situations. You say it is quicker to do things yourself but then complain about how tired you are. Perhaps because you undertake so much and it all goes smoothly the family take you for granted or, perhaps, they feel that it is no good offering to help as they don't do things well enough for you. I can't believe that they are completely selfish and maybe they need a bit more encouragement. Would it be possible to sit down with them and explain how you feel both physically and emotionally and perhaps delegate some of the heavier tasks that tire you? Would it be possible that, between them, they could give you a weekend off every so often? Have you investigated the possibility of respite care? Carers UK could be a helpful organisation and their website is caresuck.org. Clearly what has happened to your daughter is very distressing. From what you say she hasn't been completely disabled, as she is still able to drive and visit her daughter. This leaves me wondering why you have to take meals and drinks up to her all day. Perhaps this is one of the things you could delegate in the evenings and at weekends. I am left wondering about your relationship with your daughter and her family. Living in France might indicate that you were not so close to her before she became disabled, so maybe it is difficult to sort out what it is reasonable for you to do and how much financial support is reasonable for you to give. It seems that you are not to upset her children, but that she doesn't think about how difficult all this might be for you. Rather than feeling resentful about being taken advantage of, you need to find the strength to work out what is reasonable to expect from a mother in her late 60s in this situation and ask for help with the rest. Therapist 2 is a relate-trained counselor with experience of working with relationship issues and is an experienced couples counselor. Here is her answer. I'm very sorry to hear of your family dilemma and can quite understand why you are feeling so trapped in the current circumstances. It really does sound as though you have buckled down and taken on a very difficult situation with all the best intentions, and I expect that your daughter must be feeling very torn between her gratitude for all that you're doing and still trying to allow her kids to have as normal a life as possible. However, it also seems as though you might be feeling rather taken for granted and at the end of your tether with having to share the house and cope with the completely different lifestyles going on at the moment. I recognize that you are trying to keep things going until your daughter succeeds in her claim for damages, which if successful could make life relatively easier all round. Nevertheless, I wonder if it is time for a gentle chat with your daughter first, followed by a family conference if she is in agreement. I know it is difficult to deal with all the different needs in the family, but you are being stretched to your limits in every way, financially, practically and emotionally, so perhaps this is the time to be honest about your own needs as well. Maybe a joint meeting around the table at a time when people aren't too tired would help everyone to explain honestly what they felt about how their lives had changed, and if this could be done without blame being bandied around, it might help everyone to be honest and clear the air. The purpose would be for everyone to have a share of equal time, say 10-20 minutes, to say how they felt and then pull some ideas about how it could be made any easier for the time being. For example, it does seem as though you are struggling with a lot of debts, and I wonder if your local cab could help with their considerable knowledge, or insolvencyhelpline.co.uk might be useful if you, your daughter or grandchildren have access to a computer. It might also be that the teenagers feel they can't live up to your standards of cleanliness, but maybe it would be easier for you to turn a blind eye if you were able to negotiate a fairer amount of time for you to do some things you'd like to do for yourself during the week. I do know it is easier said than done, but hope that everyone might feel better to have had the opportunity to share their feelings in a non-critical atmosphere, with the aim of trying to accommodate as many needs as possible with as much cooperation as can be arranged. I hope some of the suggestions will help you to feel less alone, but please do write again if you would like more online support. Therapist 3 is a psychoanalytic psychotherapist with experience of working with relationship and many other issues. Here is her answer. The dilemma which you present may be approached from both a practical and a psychological perspective. Briefly, from the practical side, you could try contacting the local social services who should be able to provide your daughter with some of the support she needs. Maybe you could also contact a debt counselor who may help your daughter to resolve some of her financial problems. As I am more experienced in the psychological aspect, I shall focus more on that. Some of my comments may seem tough to you, but they are not meant to be critical of your response to a very difficult situation. I am hoping that my comments may help you to look at the situation in which you find yourself from a more psychological perspective. You seem to be very involved in your daughter's life and feeling resentment as a result. I wonder about the nature of your relationship with your daughter. What is it that has made you take on your daughter's problems to the extent to which you have taken them on? Are your daughter's difficulties more unbearable for you than they are for her? Are you, consequently, trying to resolve her problems partly because of what they evoke for you? Is there maybe a need to control from your side? From what you write, you seem to want things done your way, and this may have contributed to your having made what you feel are great sacrifices for your daughter and her family. I wonder if somewhere you feel a need to be needed, and if so, what is behind that need? You say that you are the only person making sacrifices for the family, but that is something that you have chosen to do. It may be that you have somewhat taken on the role of the martyr, and, again, if that is so, it makes me wonder what it is that makes you want to be in that position.